Peter, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back on the program. So how did this one all come together in the end for Prime Minister Modi?
I mean, I think we still have to do a lot of unpicking, but it's just, it breaks all the rules, and it is just phenomenal. I wish we were could do this on a screen so listeners could see. But if you look at a map of India, the top three quarters, four-fifths of India is all orange. Those are seats won by the BJP. The only place where the Congress, there are a few spatterings of seats where the Congress has won. The only place where the BJP hasn't won is down at the very southern tip of the subcontinent, down in the southern states. So it is just, it's gobsmacking. Yesterday I was kind of in the daze watching the results roll in. It breaks all the rules. We expect generally that Indians have kind of short tolerance for their government and a real disposition to kick the bastards out after one term, especially if they haven't performed. So I thought, yes, well, of course, that's going to happen. In 2014, the opposition got rolled because they fought each other as much as they fought the BJP. So there was what I refer to as fratricide, because in India's voting system, there's no preferential voting. You get one vote, so the party which gets the most votes, even if it doesn't get a majority, gets the seat. So this time there were electoral arrangements between opponents. So I thought, okay, that's going to reduce the BJP's vote. And then, as you say, Modi came in 2014 with wonderful, big promises. People really wanted him to succeed on the jobs front, on the development front. And there have been disappointments in the last 5 years, and I don't know whether listeners recollect, but there was an episode where they demonetized, stopped recognizing the value of high-value notes, hoping to get rid of black money. And that caused a lot of problems, especially for poor people who deal largely in a cash economy. And then they brought in a GST, which is a real triumph to do it, but it was poorly handled. It was difficult in the Indian circumstance to make it come smoothly. So there's been a lot of heartache and hardship from that point of view. India has a large young population which needs work, and the BJP, although it's been, Modi had this Make in India campaign trying to get people to set up manufacturing in India, that hasn't paid off. The jobs aren't there. The economy is slowing. Farmers are complaining that the cost of production is higher than what they get for their product. So all those things made me think that there's going to be discontent. The BJP is going to be struggling to stay in power. And the result, as you said, is just astonishing. So I think it's going to take us a while to find out exactly how he did it, but it is a triumph.
Well, as Modi says, the Indian people have delivered him the opportunity for a historic mandate. So what's actually in that mandate? What is going to be sort of first on the blocks for Modi and his team?
Well, that's the other puzzling thing. Normally, if you were running for re-election, you'd say, give us the authority to do more of the good things we've done, and here are the good things we've done. You'd run on your record. Modi didn't say anything about what he'd done in the last 5 years, or virtually nothing. It was largely running on the basis of security threats of being a strong leader who would stand up to Pakistan. It was pretty vague, at least the bits of his campaigning that I could see on television. So there's nothing about, the jobs we've created. I mean, Modi had a lot of really interesting, innovative, eye-catching photo opportunity-worthy programs. He had a program to make India clean. He had a program to clean up the Ganges by this year. He had programs for 100 smart cities. I mean, there are one of the great programs, if it really worked, was to end open defecation in India. A lot of, especially women, have to go out to the edge of the fields first thing before the dawn is up to go to the toilet because they don't have toilets in their villages or in their homes. So there were a lot of wonderful things that were promised, achievements have not really matched up. So what he's going to do this time, it's a really good question, because he didn't say anything about what he was going to do if he was reelected, except make the country straight, strong, and stand up to India's enemies.
I certainly wish Australian politicians would run on a platform of stopping shoveling shit. That would probably be a pretty good move for our country.
Yeah.
In terms of Modi's victory speech, he said his government will focus on inclusivity. And rather interesting, this is a rather interesting quote. There are only two castes in India now, the poor and those who want to bring them out of poverty. This is quite an inspiring sounding new era speech for somebody who, as you said, kind of was focusing on I am strong, I will protect you from these things, this kind of turn towards inclusivity. So how do we expect that to kind of play out?
I guess with lots of big question marks. I mean, the groups that have really lost out under BJP's last 5 years have been the minorities. And the biggest of those is India's Muslim community. India has the world's second largest Muslim community. They're about, somewhere, but it's either 14% or 17% of the Indian population. It's absolutely huge. And a lot of the BJP's policies have really been directly or indirectly advantageous to the Muslim community. Christians, who are a much smaller community, have felt disadvantaged. Almost all the minorities in India have felt that the BJP is a majoritarian party. It's really focused on the Hindu majority. And the Hindu majority, of course, it's a kind of a term, but of course it's deeply fractured within itself. And although he, as you say, said there are only two castes, and that's a wonderful phrase, their electoral strategy was very cagely placed in terms of appealing at the local level to certain castes and certain groups, which that's just normal Indian politics. But let's see what he can do. I mean, if he can really end poverty, that would be the miracle. I mean, he would be achieving for India what China has achieved for its population over the last quarter century. It's, what you hope a dynamic, growing economy could do for its citizens, which would be to pull the majority of its people out of grinding poverty.
Fabulous. Well, Peter, really do appreciate your insight into this one. Really do appreciate your time joining us again.
Always a pleasure.